morning, brothers and sisters. Imagine today, this morning, you are invited to two breakfast banquets. One is a banquet that will be serving delicious Dunkin' Donuts. The host will be serving many flavors. Chocolate glaze donuts, Bavarian cream donuts. The best is this, crusted coconut roasted donuts. It has the highest calories, 420. That's the first banquet, breakfast banquet. The second breakfast banquet that you were invited this morning, will serve healthy, fresh, pick organic fruits and vegetables, baked kale, steamed broccoli. Two banquets. Which banquet will you choose to go? Now, you might have a diet and you want to have a healthy diet, but maybe you are telling yourself, today I'm craving for sweet donuts. Maybe just for today, I will go to the donuts banquet. It's not going to hurt my health. You are right, it won't hurt your health overnight. But what if tomorrow you come to campus, another professor or students invite you to banquets, and one of them will be a donuts banquet. And you say, yes, I am going to have another donuts breakfast. What if you eat donuts for breakfast for your entire DTS seminary journey? What will happen to your body? Imagine that. Now, we are seminary students. We have many, many, many decisions to make every day. Some decisions are trivial, like what to eat for breakfast, but some are more serious, like what kind of classes I want to register. Should I register for a professor that is very knowledgeable but very tough? Or should I go for an easy professor? I know he's going to give most students A. Or should I register for more classes so I can graduate sooner? Or should I hold back a little bit so I can have time to spend with my family, my children, my wife, my husband, my fiance during seminary? Even if you have to delay your graduation, what will you choose? We have to make those decisions, right? What kind of principle will you use to make those decisions? We need wisdom, right? But what kind of wisdom is the question? Are you going to use worldly wisdom to make those decisions? Or are you going to use to depend on heavenly wisdom to make those decisions? Well, today, I'm going to talk about how can we, as seminary students, gain heavenly wisdom. Won't you want that? Our text for today is in Proverbs 9:10. So if you have your Bible, flip to me to Proverbs 9:10. Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." The fear of the Lord, that is the first thing we will talk about, the fear of the Lord. The second part of the verse is, "And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." That is the second thing we will talk about this morning. And we will end with an application for our life while we are in seminar. So, first thing, to fear the Lord. That's how you get wisdom. That's what the Bible says. Now, I want to point out the word, who are we fearing? I think this is extremely important because it says to fear the fear of the Lord, not to fear any other gods. This is the Lord in Hebrew is Yahweh, the covenantal God of Israel. If you fear the worldly man-made gods, any gods, you will not get heavenly wisdom. If you fear DTS professors, you will not get heavenly wisdom either, including Professor Robinson here. If you fear Satan, you will not get heavenly wisdom. You have to fear the Lord, our Lord. The Lord who make a covenant with us as Christians by the blood of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the first thing we need to know. Fear the Lord of the Bible, the Lord who saves us. Fear in the Bible, it means in awe, in reverence to this God who is so awesome. It means to acknowledge God's authority in our life. Fear the Lord means submit ourselves completely to Him and think about Him in all the decisions that we make, even while we are in seminary. That is what fearing the Lord is. Fear the Lord is the foundation principle of all principles in Proverbs. If you look at the beginning of Proverbs, in chapter 1, verse 9, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's almost exactly the same. And Proverbs ends with a scripture that our sister will be preaching, the last second verse in Proverbs, verse 13. In conclusion, the last verse of Proverbs, chapter 31, the wisdom woman. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. That is how the proverb ends. Fear of the Lord. The woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Fear the Lord is the principle of the next book, Ecclesiastes. How do you make sure you will not live a life in vain? At the end of the book, it ends with this. Look at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes. Verse 13, in conclusion, all has been heard is fear the Lord. Keep His commandment. This is for every person. Fear the Lord. I used to take a lot of online classes before I come to Dallas. Online classes are great. However, that's a problem. There's a lot of temptation. One time, I was taking a Greek class and at home, take home tests, closed book, but all my books are just next to me in the bookshelf. I look at a question, I did not know how to answer it. I could not resist the temptation. I reach out to the book, I grab it, I open it. I was looking for answer. And then the fear of the Lord came to me. I asked myself, what am I thinking? Am I fearing to have a B or C or fail on this grade, on this test? Or do I fear the Lord? The Lord is testing me. I would rather get a lesser grade in the Greek test than a lesser grade in God's test. Now, what kind of God are we fearing? The proverb author emphasized one character of the Lord, which is His holiness. That's the second part of the verse. And to know the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Knowledge of the Holy One. The Holy One in Hebrew is Kedoshim, Shim. It's like Elohim, it's the plural of excellence. It talks about the excellency, the greatness, the comprehensiveness of the holiness of our God. To know His holiness. That is how we get heavenly wisdom. Billy Graham has a principle. It's later known as the Billy Graham rule. He will not spend any time alone with another woman who is not his wife, whether traveling in a car or anything, or even lunch. Well, I heard about that principle 16 years ago. I adopted it as my own. And it has inconvenience. It caused inconvenience in my life. But I think the holiness of my marriage is worth it. This semester, I signed up for Agape Project. Soon after that, I'm in trouble because the Agape Project that I signed up for is to help international students to go around town on a car, my car. The lady started to ask me to give them ride to here, to there. I'm in trouble. Now, getting in a car with another lady might not be a big thing for most people, but it will compromise my principle. I asked God, and thank God he gave me the wisdom. I asked my son sitting right there, 10 years old boy, to come along. I'm no longer alone with another lady. He's in the car. He asked those lady questions. Do you not like Nerf guns? And ask them all kinds of questions. And we had so much fun. When you are thinking about the holiness of God, God is going to give you heavenly wisdom in your life. Application for today. How do you get wisdom? Heavenly wisdom. How do you fear the Lord? We all know we should do that, but where do we get the strength? We get the strength by coming to the feast of Jesus. I believe the proverb in chapter 9, it personifies a lady. She is called the Lady Wisdom. I believe she points to Jesus, because in the New Testament it says that Jesus, in him, all the fullness of wisdom and knowledge is found in him. He is the wisdom from God to us. Jesus said, I am greater than Solomon. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I urge you, if you want wisdom, heavenly wisdom, do not feast with the world. Come, feast with Jesus daily. And you will have the strength to fear God, to know his holiness, and God promised he's going to give you heavenly wisdom in your life. Let's pray. Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, you will bless us with heavenly wisdom. You will bless us so that we have the strength to fear God. Help us to come to Jesus every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.